Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Good evening and welcome to LP Exclusive, Father Michael Sherbert. Are you there, Father Michael?
Yes, how are you, Carla? Hello?
Wonderful, thank you. You actually have a special guest that don't have any time to put in on your show, and you asked Rob for an hour for him. His name is, let me get this right, Hugh Trawson, correct?
True, yes, absolutely.
Hey, Hugh, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I'll spell my name so people can start looking at things if they care to. It's Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Trawlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy. It's a pleasure to come on, and hello, Father Michael, and hello, Carla.
Well, Hugh, you're a friend, a golden heart gentleman, a creative visionary of a spiritual and business entrepreneur. And one of the things we want to mention to the folks tonight is, like all of us, you're just an ordinary guy. You might have come from a prominent family, but I think you, your drum beats to a different rhythm, and you've had an ordinary life just like the rest of us, and yet in many ways it's been extraordinary.
That's a good summation, Father, and I'm very blessed to have come into contact with you, and I have had people at times, I don't ask for this, but when they get a bead on how my mind works, they say it's the mind of a genius, and I feel that you are in the same, if not higher level than I am spiritually as a genius, to have those that you have to bring people together all over the world, no matter what their beliefs, and even agnostics and atheists and you know, it doesn't matter. We're all one. We are truly all one. And when we begin to understand that and treat each other as we would like to be treated ourselves, the wars will stop and we will truly have a peaceful, wonderful future. So it's such a pleasure to come into contact with a man such as your stature.
Well, thank you, Hugh. I indeed am a sharer of that one vision. But the fact is that each and every one of us are important. We have to do our own work. And each of you listening tonight is unique. And it only takes one person. And it takes one person just like you who can help change the world, who can help change the perception. And we are the ones we are waiting for. As I said, you're a spiritual economic entrepreneur, and one of your business concepts has already been picked up, recognized, and promoted by two presidents. Would you care to share that concept with us? Share and care, I believe.
Yes. Well, there's a little blog. When you Google my name, you'll see it, creativity777.com. On that blog is actually a letter from our current President Obama to me, dated July 7th, 2009, related to the economy. Also on the blog is a very powerful little poem that I created many years ago as a motivator in my life, titled Caring Sharing. You'll see that I dedicated to my earth angel wife, who taught me the most important lesson that we're all here to learn, and that is unconditional love. Thank her so much for that. I have a self-taught expertise of what I term creative utilization of information, so I'm using that poem further. It's in the President Ronald Reagan Library. Shortly after I composed it back in the early 80s, President Ronald Reagan proclaimed a day, I think it was December 19th, 1983, National Care and Share Day. The proclamation can be read on the blog, and the poem is discussed in the interview that can be downloaded from the blog as a weapon against terrorism. Currently, I'm using it to help the people of Haiti who can't help themselves. I have a woman who has a website at Spotlight, S-P-O-T-L-I-G-H-T, Richmond, the city of Richmond, Virginia.com, SpotlightRichmond.com. If you go on that site and click on the word writers, you'll see two different design formats. One is like a rainbow man, another has a rainbow over the title of the poem, and Karen Hannon, the director, is setting it up to have it be put on coffee mugs and T-shirts and posters. I'm looking for this to go all over the world, and a percentage of all sales of items will be ongoing to help the people of Haiti through church ministries, not through the government or whatever. This poem is only three lines long, but I've been told it really sums up what life should be all about. It's titled Caring Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. Now, if you contemplate those words, it will force you eventually to take an action. And when you do that, you'll be helping somebody less fortunate than yourself. And when you do that, you're doing exactly what Jesus told you to do, and you'll be blessing yourself at the same time. So that's the sentiment that we need to get in the world. And that's a few words like that. If it's done the way I'm envisioning it, that will be the beginning of some very big and fantastic things to follow.
Well, it's already happening. It's already happening. Hugh, would you share with us what brought you to this? What came into your life to give you this creative mission as well as vision?
I have been told... I contact psychics on these blog talk shows just out of curiosity sometimes, for entertainment or whatever. But you know, they really have a purpose, and they are, a lot of them do channel some very valid and interesting information. I think they're becoming more and more prominent. But there's one in particular who's got a book titled Fast Road to Happiness, The Journey into Now. Her name is Mary Lou McIntyre, MaryLouMcIntyre, MaryLouMcIntyre.com. I came onto a show called Late Night in the Midlands on September 23rd, an hour and 32 minutes into the show. She picked up on me and claims that supposedly I came here from Mars, as one of the original callers, but you know, it doesn't matter. I'm here now. And I think that we all do have a contract before we come from spirit that we're here to fulfill. And that's where we have to get out of our heads and into our hearts and align them with the Creator and ask for divine guidance on a daily basis, no matter who you feel the Creator is. And there's another big key is to be in gratitude, and then you'll be in the right kind of alignment to progress.
Absolutely.
But also taking actions and learning from every action you take, the choices that you made will teach you lessons. If it's a bad choice, you don't want to repeat the same bad choice. But I always felt as a little young man that I I always wanted to help other people and help myself at the same time. And I've been very blessed. I mean, I can't praise my wife enough for truly showing me what an earth angel is. I mean, you'll see her picture on that blog, creativity777.com. You'll see how beautiful she was. But even more than the outside beauty, she had an inside beauty that was so pure and wonderful. And she's very close with me, and she's working with me with Jesus for what I have to do. I've been told by other psychics that she actually left me so that she wouldn't be a distraction, so that I could do what I have to do. And I believe that. And in her honor, that's where I'm bringing spirituality into global economics, but I'm combining it with unconditional love. That's from her.
Right. Right. But was there a specific event or experience that that was brought into your life that helped you to, what's the word I want?
Transition?
Not maybe necessarily transition, but
yes.
I
would say
path.
Probably, you know, I was working on things all along, but the biggest thing as far as the spirituality aspect or whatever, a month and a half after my wife passed, she died, it'll be the 5 years, January 29th, on March 16th, 2007, I was working as a contract security officer. I was in a patrol car. I couldn't breathe. And I called my daughter, who said, "Dad, call the police." They got me on oxygen and got me to the hospital. I lost consciousness in the emergency room. I have no recollection of losing consciousness. I was intubated, where they stick the tube down you, and most people don't survive that. Now, I came to on Sunday. When I came to is when I actually thought I was dying. I've heard people talk about seeing the light and different things. I've never heard anybody have anything similar to my experience. When I was coming to, my head, I visioned like a big black marble, and it exploded into a big whoosh into the universe, and all kinds of minute colorful particles of all different colors, reds, greens, browns, blues, oranges, whites, blacks. And I interpret that as that I have a big message to get out to mankind before I do pass on again. Now, I didn't put too much weight on the whole thing until after going through rehab and eventually deciding to relocate from where I was living on Long Island, New York, down to Virginia. And when I had relocated the following Easter, I think it was the Easter of 2008, I was walking around for exercise, and something prompted me to look at a calendar. And when I did, I said, "Wait a minute, this is interesting." I had lost consciousness on March 16, 2007, a Friday afternoon, and came to on a Sunday. Now, that's the time frame of Jesus dying on the cross and then resurrecting. And I had mentioned that some reverend time, she said, "You're very special." I said, "No, I'm not special, but because I did have that experience, I feel I have a special relationship with Jesus." So perhaps that's the transition that you're talking about. I do co-create with Jesus, and that's why I consider myself an unlimited well of creativity as well as a creative intelligent force. It's a very powerful combination, and I have an amazing talent related to information. There's a glut of information globally, and a lot of information is trying to be controlled, and that's where people are missing the point. The point is take bits and pieces of information and create entrepreneurial ventures with doing it, helping other people and bringing forth good products and good services and being good to the environment and the community. I think that's what Jesus is looking for. My mother was very spiritual, and she actually was requested. She was a supermodel back in the day, and if you Google Eulogy, E-U-L-O-G-Y, for brother Nihilus, N-I-L-U-S, Vincent Donnelly, D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, he was a Catholic Marist brother who built half the buildings at Marist College. It's a lengthy eulogy toward the end of it. Both my father and mother are mentioned. My mother was asked, and she did this for free. She posed as the Blessed Mother for pictures in that chapel. And they eventually faded from the sun. But my mother said something profound to me, and she said that, you know, from reading the Bible and stuff, as far as the end of the world ending in fire, she said, you know, if the world is going to end in fire, why can't it be the fire of love? I agree with that. I love that sentiment.
Absolutely.
And why can't we do that?
And that is what it's going to be. It's going to be consuming fire of love that purifies all of creation, including the cosmos. And I would agree with that assessment. One of the other things I'm sure our listeners, and by the way, please, to our listeners out there, give us a call at 1-619-639-4606 if you have any questions for you or myself. You've had many other extraordinary paranormal experiences. Could you share some of those with our listening audience?
Well, I would like to do that and come back, but I thought on this show, if you don't mind, just so that, and I hope people will go back to the archives, I'd like to rattle off a lot of different things. A lot of them relate to me, but there'll be other things that will open people's minds so that when they do come back, you know, they can keep coming back to this show and just opening their minds up more and more to see a little bit more about me and people that I've interacted with. I used to go on to a show on Blog Talk Radio called Sasquatch Spirit, S-A-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H, Spirit. I interacted with a Cree Elder Indian back on March 18th or 19th of 2011, but also on this same Blog Talk show, there's other people that came to it through me that are very interesting. One is Janet Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Just go Blog Talk Sasquatch Spirit and put these people's names. Julian Michael, a world-renowned numerologist, who also does past life regressions. Dr. Raja, R-A-J-A, of Stardoves.com, and a very interesting young lady, a social entrepreneur who is doing such beautiful things for our future, is setting an example. Her name is Mallory, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, and she has a company called World Clothesline. When you go on that site, you'll definitely be inspired, and when you listen to her interview on Sasquatch Spirit, you'll definitely be inspired. Another gentleman is Alan Silberhartz, S-I-L-B-E-R-H-A-R-T-Z. And I have a friend who works, has a blog talk show out of Chicago, who's quite inspirational with the elderly. Her name is Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. Kathy Watson is 78 years old. She was on the Oprah Winfrey Show back in the 90s. And she's a marathon stair climber at 78 years old. Mm-hmm. She climbs like 50 flights in 15 minutes and puts the kids to shame. On October 18th, 2011, in the archives, she had a guest, Connie Francis, and I interacted with Connie Francis on that show. I think that would be interesting to listen to. I have a friend who has a very interesting website. Her name is Victoria Lillenquist. Their site is Victoria's Light, VictoriasLight.com, and she has some very interesting pictures. There's actually a portal that she captured on a picture down in Peru. There's a site of a church that I was married in that had a seer by the name of Veronica Lucan that has miraculous photos on it, and that is SM, like Michael, W-A, .org. For after death, there's a very interesting large site, Victor Zammit, Z-A-M-M-I-T. He's a lawyer over in Australia. And I interacted with this woman. She's passed on, but she has quite an interesting site and used to have a blog talk show, and I came into contact with her near the end of her life. Her name is Juliet Nightingale, and she had a blog, a site called Toward the Light. And for business, this woman is totally inspirational. She's got more talent than 20 top executives in her pinky finger, and she's so inspirational. Her name is Nicole Brandon, B as in boy, R-A-N-D-O-N. Her site, the main one that to look at is Nicole Brandon Worldwide, and when you see her story, it's quite fascinating.
Right.
There's a gentleman
now,
who I...
Are many of these people linked on your Creative 7?
None of these are, no.
Site?
That's why I'm saying them, so that people can just... These are things just to open people's minds when they go to the site. And if they have any questions, they can always come to me and I can talk to them. But I'm mainly giving this out on this show just to really get people changing the way they think. Instead of watching the football games, they may now begin to sit down like I do at my kitchen table and look at the things on the internet and start creating with Jesus or whoever.
Exactly. What would you say is the essence of this concept that you're putting forth that can help many of our listeners and empower them?
Well, I have created a product in July. On July 11th, 2011, I created a product that I call a Y-Pod. It's the first product of its kind. I don't know of any other similar, but I'm bringing it from the spiritual realm into the physical realm. I offer it to all mankind free of charge, and this product can be utilized on and off the grid. And off the grid, it can be as simple as an index card file of contacts and opportunities that you empower and give value to by how you interact and network with it. On the internet, it can be a website, a blog, or a social media application. Those can be portals to sophisticated, computer-coded, pre-qualified global business opportunities. So what is going to eventually happen is we're going to create and take control over business opportunities and keep it in loving circles. It's going to deplete all the monies that the greedy ones are hoarding, and it's going to put the money into hands of companies that are responsible to their employees, their customers, the environment, and the community. Because I see all business in the future, you're going to make or break yourself from your website. On that blog, creativity777.com, you'll hear me discuss a novelty product that I call CEO Fertilizer. When you hear me discuss the aspects of that product, just keep in mind that every aspect can actually apply to every existing product, service, and website. I'm looking for a totally transparent, highly ethical, and moral business atmosphere in the future. That's the only thing, way things will work. We're already seeing corruption being uncovered, and I tell people don't go into a rage as you see how you've been manipulated and ripped off. Just bring it to justice. Let God handle it, and just stay in a loving state and do good things to create a better world. Especially information that Deepak Chopra gave the Occupy Wall Street movement when they first started that. They really haven't heeded it in the way he told them, but he told them, put your hand on your heart, excuse me, close your eyes and envision the most beautiful, wonderful world that you can for your future. So that's the kind of way we have to proceed, and I'm looking... again, I can go anywhere and create businesses. So people that may be listening to this that want to get entrepreneurial with me, I'm at a point now where I'm pigeonholed. I'm standing in my truth. I'm looking to bless people and make them millionaires. And eventually I will step out and probably make billions, but I don't want the billions. I just want to keep developing strategies and programs to bless people so that once they're blessed, they'll do the same for others. That's the way of the future.
Yes. Could you give other than those ideas that are now out there working, which have been created by you, could you give our audience or lead them through a particular few steps that they could utilize right now in their life to begin to not only change them internally, but to change their economic situation?
Well, I was going to give, yes, if people have businesses, there are ways to expand and diversify them, and also there's an excellent book that will be of great help to people to show how social media is revolutionizing the business world, and the book is titled The Thank You Economy, and it's, mm-hmm. the author is Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm not sure the spelling of the last name. I think it's Vaynerchuk, something like that, but it's an excellent book. Basically, you know, you have to understand if you're working for someone, unless you empower yourself too, that's all you'll ever do. So you're in a country that's a free country, and is, look at all the wonderful stories of, I mean, Bill Gates, he started, you know, he was in college, and he quit college, and look where he is now.
Right.
So, just look around. All these people have done it, but it takes willpower. It takes faith, and it may be very, very hard at times. I mean, I started my sole proprietorship as an independent marketing consultant while I was working 100-hour weeks. Now,
right.
I did it because at night I was working as a contract security officer. I'd have stationary posts maybe at a desk on some nights where I could read, and I could write letters. And during the day, if I had to meet somebody, I could go do that. So I, you know, don't feel limited by whatever job you're in. Just utilize your free time more in a better way, and you can leave a legacy for the world, and you can actually help your children face the world and learn the tools that are necessary for their own survival once you've passed. They may not even want to go to college if they have something that they love and enjoy and can make money and help the world at the same time. So take an interest in what their interests are and perhaps start an entrepreneurial venture. That way you'll bring the family back around the dinner table, and you'll be discussing in a loving way what everybody's interests are and working toward a common goal and blessing the community and the world at the same time. So it's really time to understand that we're still being manipulated, but we don't have to be. We can change all that we all do. I'm nobody special, and neither is Father Mike. We've already said that. It's just that we've learned how to tap into the wisdom of the ages by asking God to help guide us. So you do that, and you will be blessed if you're in the right kind of alignment. But you may also be tested. I mean, I've been tested many times, and the latest thing that Father Mike is aware of is a beautiful, loving woman who's a narcissist who tried attacking me. I just send her light and love. You know, she is holding a place of unconditional love in her heart for the world, but she's not doing it in the right way yet. So I'm going to squeeze all that darkness out of her and replace it with love. One way
exactly.
or another. So we'll get into that down the road. But
again, I think you bring up a very good point in that each and every individual, no matter what their circumstances might be right now, they have been gifted with giftings of various kind from God. They have been given certain knowledge, certain interests, which they get passionate about. Listen, folks, you're hearing a passionate guy tonight speak to you. Those passions, those giftings, those interests, all can be turned into and utilized in an entrepreneurial way for you. And all it takes is initiative, willpower, and to be consistent. And the utilization, as Hugh said, of time spent when you're not working for others or having to take care of your daily responsibilities with family. When you find something that you love, that's all the motivation that you need. It sets you on fire. And but realize that your dream is also connected with the rest of the world. And when you bless others, even if you don't have 2 cents right now to rub together, you got a smile, you got a good word, you can go and visit an elderly person or a sick person in the hospital. You can give something, and the most precious gift that you have is yourself. So, again, what Hugh is sharing with us is something that he has lived throughout his life. And I commend him for that. And I thank God for you and the fact that he has the passion that he has.
I thank you. And, you know, again, I've experienced probably everything that people are going through now, plus a whole lot more, including the UFO, paranormal, and near death. But I wanted to say that, you know, even though I was born with a silver spoon, so to speak, I went to Catholic boarding school from my fifth grade and grammar school through my junior year in high school and to summer camps. Wasn't
yes.
much of a family life. So it sort
right.
of felt like prison at times. But
right.
You know, again, that's where your faith comes in. And I always loved nature. I always loved fishing. And some of my biggest inspirations would come. Actually, that poem, Caring, Sharing,
oh,
I
absolutely.
Believe. Yes, I believe I was in between jobs. I treated myself to go out into a trout stream and was just sitting in nature on a beautiful summer day, and that just came to me like that.
Yeah.
And I don't even consider myself a poet. My mother was really the poet in the family and did some beautiful poems, but people love some of the ones that I write. And in addition to the Caring Sharing, if you don't mind, I'll just rattle off another two poems.
Good.
Out of
absolutely.
One, the next one is something that might be inspirational as far as considering to learn from. This is called Jesus Bless Me Today, and it reads, Jesus blessed me today. He showed me how to live life in a whole new way, each and every day. He told me that forgiveness, love, and prayer is the only way, and that tears and fears will just melt away when kindness and love come to stay. He told me that by looking within, I am never without, because with Jesus in my heart, I have unlimited clout. Jesus blessed me today, and I pray he will bless you in the very same way. Feel a bliss and become very smart. Just invite Jesus to come into your heart. Now, this I wrote for people that are coming up in years, basically, but it can apply to anyone as they learn to open their mind, and that's the title of the poem is Mind Your Mind, M-I-N-E, your M-I-N-D. Mind
right.
your mind, and you may find new gems to be discovered and uncovered. The cure for illness and the end of poverty are just two examples of what may come when someone minds their mind. Perhaps that someone is you. Ask God to guide you, and you will see unlimited possibilities and opportunities. Be kind as you open your mind, and you will learn to care and share. Once you become aware, you can change this world through love and understanding. It's not too late, but don't hesitate, for today is tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. At the end of your days, will you be in a haze or give a bequest to the rest? a poem, an invention, or a solution to pollution are awaiting to be mined. It's all up to you to mine your mind and help in the betterment of all mankind. Good luck, and may God bless you.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. You know, this reminds me of a business concept that was put together by a couple of gentlemen. But once again, they found the inspiration, same place you did, often in the setting of nature. And you probably heard of wildcrafting. Wildcrafting is basically these two gentlemen would go out into the forest, into the parks, along the streams, spending time looking at rocks, looking at pieces of old driftwood, cones that had fallen off trees or nuts, and they would pick these very special gems from nature that nature blessed us with. They would take them home and they would give them a shine. They'd give them a new look. And they began selling their wood, wild crafting products, which they basically found from nature, in nature, and began to sell them at flea markets and various other places. And it turned into a multi-million dollar business. And again, unfortunately, some big corporations, seeing this, took advantage of this. And of course, now these big corporations go in raping our forests and natural places where these things are found. And of course, they sell boulders and all kinds of items for what we call landscaping. And but you know, they're being excessive about it. And as I said, they're mining and ripping up the earth for these things. And we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. And these poems, just like the original concept of wildcraftings, are a gift from God and a gift to nature. And we have to give back to nature. We have to give back to one another. And those are beautiful. Those are beautiful.
Well, thank you, and I give Jesus credit. Sometimes you roll around in bed, and then you have to get up and get it on paper. So that's what happened a couple of times.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And also, related to entrepreneurial ventures, I would like to give people the inspiration to show also how powerful words are. That's extremely important thing, whether you're talking or thinking about how words, they're very powerful. I empowered the word joy on January 1st, 2011, and there's a hidden meaning in the word which you discover when you create a word from each of the letters in the word joy, and the hidden meaning in joy is Jesus optimizes you. And I would love anybody listening to put that on a coffee mug or T-shirts or posters and give a percentage of sales to Father Michael so that he can have some funding for his missions and things, and we'll create more entrepreneurial ventures. And I'll give you another word, too. How about the word God, growing our divinity? Just putting them out there will inspire people. And then when you bring them back to your websites for other things, you'll be blessed that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is an excellent example. And it's right there in front of us. But do we see it? Do we perceive it? And then do we actualize it?
Not so far. That's why we're having the show tonight, because we're at a point where people need to hear it. and then they'll actualize on it. They'll act on it, and you know, there's no patent on the words. You can't patent the words. So,
right.
I did give that word to my little narcissist friend, and was supposed to be a joint venture. She was going to keep all the money from it, but she decided to take me off, and she doesn't have the thing proper. But that's between her and Jesus. Jesus handle it. But anybody else is welcome to do what I just said. Take that word and do some kind of artwork with it. Jesus optimizes you. Get it out to the occupiers on Wall Street or anywhere in your community, and put a website underneath it to bring them back to your company. And through Father Mike, if there's other things that come up down the road, there's other affiliate links that you can put on your site. And when people mm-hmm. come back to it, they'll have life improvement from products that they'll buy from the links on your site, and you'll get commissions on that. And I just came across somebody who, just the other day, he's got a website and a blog talk show, very interesting gentleman. His name is Kermit, K-E-R-M-I-T, Eady, E-A-D-Y. His site is kermiteady.com, and he has a blog talk show. I think it comes on Saturdays. He's got an entrepreneurial thing related to coffee and tea and cocoa, whatever, that it's a whole multi-level marketing, but you can sell this stuff anywhere and make money or whatever. So
sure.
It's
sure.
something that can very easily be done, and once you see how easy it can be done, then you can begin to network with other people. And, you know, we're all the same. When I functioned as an independent marketing consultant at one time, I was interacting with a billionaire. My wife
right.
took a phone call from him, and she was nervous, and I was in the midst of changing my clothes. I was in my underwear, so I took the call. Everything went beautiful. When I finished the call, I told my wife, I said, remind me from now on, whenever I get a call from a billionaire, to be in my underwear so we're on equal footing. So that's
there
how you
go.
Have to begin to look at life. We're all
there
the same, just because they got all these mega bucks and they go to the bathroom the same way you and I do. Whatever. So,
absolutely. Well, one of the things you could share, and then of course we're going to want to get some further personal information so people can contact you personally. Tell us a little bit those aspects of your devotional life, your time with God, where you find the inspiration that you do, those things that you can share with others.
Well, again, I guess the Catholics did a good job on me at a young age because I have my faith in Jesus. Now, I consider myself a lapsed Catholic because, again, the manipulations aren't quite right. I was brought up where if you ate meat on a Friday, that's a venial sin or whatever. And my father was Lutheran. He would have a ball with me, take me out and maybe order whatever you like, and I'd order a bologna sandwich or something. He'd wait for me to take the first bite as it was going down my gullet. He'd say, you know, today's Friday, you just committed a sin, but I'll sell you a dispensation for 50 cents. That would be my He was always teaching me lessons that I didn't quite relate to, but
that's
all part of the process. So you're going to have your lumps and bumps. I mean, I was living out in Los Angeles in 1970, early in the morning, there was the Sylmar earthquake, and I envisioned myself being in the rubble of the building, the way the building was shaking. Thank God it held together. It did throw me out of bed almost. And your faith comes pretty quick when you think you're going to go instantly. I mean, everybody, when you're in your 20s or teens, you think you're indestructible, you own the whole world, but you never know when your moment's going to come. So why not live it one moment at a time in the present and just do good things, because you're going to be fully accountable for everything that you did in this life when you go back into the spirit world. And you depend, you know, why not go and come back at a higher level or whatever? I think that's what we all do. We keep coming back to just elevating to that unconditional love point. So
mm-hmm.
That's, again, what we're all here to learn. I You'll see if when you Google my name, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, the blizzard of 1978, I was flooded out in that with no insurance and lost everything. There's pictures that can be viewed on that site, Blizzard 78, so you'll see how Mother Nature was on the beach, 18 inches of ocean water all over a first-floor apartment. And again, when you feel in your heart that you're right and you're with God, nothing can stop you. After that flood, that was a disaster. There was an attorney who purchased the properties and was the landlord, and the people that had lost everything in the disaster were just trying to regroup and ask for their security deposit back, and he refused to give it to them. And one person even said to him that, you know, I'll write to the attorney general. And this attorney said, it's not going to do you any good. He's a friend of mine. I heard that. So I took an action. I wrote to the governor saying what I had heard. And the governor wrote back and said that the judge would never take anything like that into consideration. But I had that letter of reply. I put it with a whole packet. I was working with the attorney trying to – I had him to the point where he was going to refund my security deposit, but he then changed his mind. I said, well, I gave you every opportunity to do the right thing. So I took him to small claims court, and this is an example, again, of my creative utilization of information. And also through the – looking over the lease, I wanted to get a little bit more help, so I asked the building inspector to give me a letter showing me how long the properties have been condemned, which initially he refused to do, and I said, well, that's all right, I'll just subpoena and bring it to court. All of a sudden, the letter came about. Well, I'm just going to throw out a low figure. I think it was $500 was maximum in small claims court or whatever. This is back in the 78, 79. I read that you would be allowed to waive the right to collect over the $500, so I could sue for a higher amount, but I just wouldn't collect anything over the maximum. Well, I filled out all the papers or whatever, and when the judge had us in the courtroom, he looked at me and said, is this some kind of a joke? I said, no, Your Honor. This man has victimized people that have been through a disaster, and what I had done was I sued for the maximum small claims court, but then I sued for, I think it was $13 or $14 million over that for the mental anguish that this guy caused people. The judge stopped me. He said, you know, I'm going to give you some advice. You may have a class action suit that you could take this attorney into a different court and make a lot of money. I said, Your Honor, I only want what's mine. Not only did I win that suit, I set a precedent for everyone else in that apartment complex. He couldn't get the check to me fast enough. So there's your faith, and that's working with God. And I have many other stories like that I hope to bring out as I interact with Father Michael and perhaps future shows.
Yes. So, Hugh?
Uh-huh?
Once again, we've got to wind it up now. Why don't you give the give to the folks tonight that contact information, where they can contact you.
Well, your blog is creativity777.com, but that's not my blog. There is an email on that blog. It wouldn't come to me, so I'm just basically using my telephone. I don't do emails. I have no objection to them. It's just that I personally really don't need to do it at the point that I'm at right now. Once I have my resources, I'll probably burn out about 8 or 9 secretaries a day with all kinds of opportunities. So my phone number is on there.
Okay.
If you go to the contact information on there. And I did come into contact with an artist today who's a nice young lady, and she has some interesting products. Perhaps anybody listening could email and perhaps buy something and help her, and then I'll interact with her and maybe bring her back to the show. Her name is Suzanne Waldinger, waldinger.com is her site. She's in Connecticut, a lovely young lady. And just a couple of quick other things to wake people up for our future. There's a site called the Venus Project in Venus, Florida. There's another site that's quite extensive related to spiritual things and how the elites are doing things. It's called Sanctus, S-A-N-C-T-U-S, Germanus, G-E-R-M-A-N-U-S, .net. I have a friend who's a writing candidate for president. He's a wonderful humanitarian. His site is Light Party, LIGHTPARTY.com. And I'm going to ask, as we close too, for everyone listening and anybody in the archives, this woman that is a narcissist, I felt spirit led to her, and I truly believe that I'm supposed to help her bring in the divine feminine. Jesus can work miracles, and I'm just asking for people to say a prayer that she will come back and see, understand the mistakes that she made with me. Unfortunately, she has some mental issues, and she feels that she's God. We all have a God spark in us, but we're not we're not God like Satan thought he was God. So she has a lot of satanic energies around her, and Father Michael will be understanding more about her as we have our private discussions. But this is where it's at. People like that, she does. She's just like us. She has a good soul, and she had some problems in her childhood that I think caused her to be in the state that she's in currently.
Sure.
But she's a loving, you would never know it if you came into contact with her on the street. She is so loving and so wonderful and just puts out the love, but she can't receive it. That's the saddest part.
Yeah, yeah. Have you got another short poem you can close us out with, Hugh?
Well, now you're forcing me to my last poem. This is sort of in nature, and I'm going to try and remember the words because I don't have it in front of me to read. I love trout fishing in the streams, and I used to belong to an organization called Trout Unlimited, so I titled the poem that way, Trout Unlimited, and it goes, I think without a doubt, the most, I'm just trying to think, without a doubt, the trout is the most magnificent fish or whatever, but I just can't remember it offhand right
now. Okay, that's okay.
It boils down to that, you know, I pray that those with clout will preserve what God has brought about so that everyone and anyone can enjoy the magnificent trout. And I feel it. Peace with nature when I cast from behind the tree or whatever. So there's a lot of nature is wonderful, and if you can't get to a park, get somewhere. You have to get out in nature, and that's
okay,
God's classroom to you too.
Okay, gotta go.
We got another show. So thank you for being on, Hugh, and thank you, Father Mike, for doing a special, and for y'all to look. Make sure to look for Hugh at, what was it, creativity777.com. Thanks. Good night,
absolutely,
guys.
Good night. Good night, Hugh. Thank you.
God bless.